Good Monday once again. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It is the first Monday since the General Assembly wrapped up its session, leaving a lot of questions and one particular about the financing for the Rupp Arena project here in downtown Lexington. Here to join me in talking about all of that is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Alan.
All right, so let's get into this. There's an awful lot to talk about. The Rupp project, how do you see it right now?
Well, it's a big question mark at this point. As the clock started running down on the end of session last Tuesday, it was appearing that a vote was not going to happen, and it wasn't a case of where time ended up running out on that bill. It was a case where the legislature had apparently decided fairly early on in the day that it just was not going to happen.
And now we have a situation where some additional funding has been made available for this project.
Last Monday, representatives of the mayor went and met with officials in Frankfurt, putting together a new plan as far as how it was going to be funded. You know, we never saw the old plan publicly, and we haven't seen the full plan that this one has either, but got a presentation that was submitted to the Republican caucus in the Senate showing how they plan to pay for this. And part of that was to take what was initially supposed to be a $65 million allocation by the state to bump it up to an $80 million allocation as a result of no longer having the option of a extra bed tax for hotel rooms here in Lexington on the table. And so that was mixed with a few other items, such as $35 million for what they're calling Team Rupp, which is a membership option in the arena, which they've been basing off of a program in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where fans of the Packers can buy non-voting stock in the team, because that is actually a publicly held organization, unlike anything else in professional sports. But as you probably realize, in Lexington, we can't do that because it's an NCAA team, and there would be no such thing to sell without going extremely foul with the NCAA, as well as the fact that the city has no jurisdiction over the basketball team.
And a major sticking point right now is the fact that Rupp and the University of Kentucky have not finalized a contract for the facility.
One thing that the Senate President Robert Stivers indicated that he had problems with was, in fact, that there was no signed agreement that would last for the 30 years that they're planning on paying off this bonding. And so now that session has ended, UK knows exactly what they're going to get for the next 2 years in the budget. That may be something that's possible that they can sit down and say, okay, we can get this project rolling as soon as the legislature meets again, whether that's in January of next year or at a special session that may be called at some point in the year. And so if that comes to pass, if the university indicates that they will or have signed an agreement, that would probably get the ball rolling on this again.
And now this Rupp Arena project is going to be an issue in the upcoming mayor's race.
Well, it's something that I think we could have expected from the beginning, whether or not we had gotten to this point where it's essentially stalled. Even if it had gone through, I think you would be hearing on the campaign trail people that had been against the project as a way to campaign against the mayor. And at the same time that the legislature was winding down on tax day at the rollout of former police chief Anthony Beatty's campaign for mayor, and he, as you may recall, is working at the University of Kentucky now, overlooking the school security program.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in his rallying speech, he called the project elitist.
Chief Beatty has been critical of the mayor's focus on downtown Lexington and saying, as his slogan, that he wants to be mayor of all of Lexington. And so we'll see how that starts to play out as the primary comes up next month and the general election rolls around later on this year.
All right, so there you have it. Business, politics, and the business of politics. Thanks for joining us today, Editor-in-Chief of Business Lexington, Eric Carlson. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too, Alan.